Listeners on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough one for you guys on Saturday. Two high-quality teams going at it down in Elon. You guys come up a little short, 41-10. As you've gone back and looked at the game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, you know, we ran into a Towson team that they played extremely well, and, you know, Flacco did all the things that he's been doing all year long. And, I thought defensively we hung in there pretty good, you know, for 3.5 quarters. And, I didn't like the way we finished the game the last 6 minutes. But, up till that point, you know, we still have a chance. And, we weren't consistent enough offensively. We ran the ball fairly well, but we got behind the chains a few times. Couldn't finish drives. Got back in it in the second half, had momentum. You know, there were three really big plays that we made defensively that, you know, where the crowd was into it, and, they're game-changing, turning plays, but they all kind of went against us. You know, we had a 80-yard interception return, and on review, he had stepped out of bounds. Just barely right when he picked it. We had a drive stop interception that we got a roughing the passer called, tough call. And then, another one where we sacked the quarterback and he fumbles. We're going to run it in for a touchdown. And, you know, they ruled that the whistle had blown and the play was dead. So it was, we just didn't have a whole lot of things go our way. And Towson played very well.
What's the message? Obviously, you guys still have an awful lot to play for here in front of you. And you guys haven't been on the end of many scores like this during your whole tenure there. What's the message to your team to try to get everybody back and focused again for this Saturday?
Well, I think we just learned the lessons from this last game, and I think anytime you have a defeat, you know, there's lessons to be learned. And then we put it behind us, and, you know, we move on to the next one. And everybody's got to get better, including me. I got to do a better job. I didn't manage the fourth quarter very well. And then it's all sights on Maine, which is a big game for them and a big game for us. And part of being a good football team is bouncing back from defeat. We've done it this year before, and now we got to do it again.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Well, Coach, good news. It's going to be 38 up here, so you don't need three layers of underwear.
That's good, because I'm seeing 23 right now.
Just thoughts on your game up here. I know losing your rookie of the year quarterback has been an adjustment for you. You still have the best rushing game team in the CAA. Maine has the best defensive team against the rush, second best in the country. What are things you're going to have to focus on, and what do you like about Maine, or what concerns you about Maine?
Well, you know, Maine is extremely well coached. They do a great job. Defensively, their front seven, they're very good. They're athletic. They're twitchy. They have really good quickness and team speed. They play aggressive. They play physical. They're highly rated in all components of defense. And, people have had a hard time running the football on them, but they've had a hard time passing it, too. They're going to get up in your face and challenge you, and you got to complete some balls in the pass game down the field on them and still be able to run the football. So offensively, they do a great job. I think the quarterback manages the game really well, and, they find ways to free up their receivers and tight ends. They got really good skill. Line does a nice job. Very multiple offensively, in what they do. And I think they create a lot of problems, for you. And they're a good football team.
Kurt, you touched about the offense, and you were able to run the ball almost 200 yards against Towson, but again, struggles with the passing. What are some of the things you can do to try to get the passing game going a little bit and become a little bit more balanced?
I think everybody's just got to do a better job, you know. It really does begin with the quarterback. You know, the quarterback gets too much credit when things go well, too much blame when they don't. But, you know, putting the ball on the money, making the right read. But, you know, we didn't protect as well in this game as we have in other games. We didn't separate all the time as well as we could have, you know, at wide receiver. And then we had a couple errant throws or errant reads. So, you know, we just got to improve in our execution. I think we can. And, you know, we'll have an opportunity. It won't be very complicated this week against Maine. You know, most time they're going to be in some kind of man coverage. So your guy's going to have to beat their guy, and you're going to have to put the ball where it belongs.
Defensively, you knew going in that Tom Flacco was a pretty dangerous quarterback. What impressed you about the way he played on Saturday?
What I saw from him were things I saw on tape all year long. You know, first of all, he's a real tough guy. You know, he takes a lot of shots, bounces back up. He'll throw the ball with people in his face. He extends plays. You know, he's hard to tackle. We did have 6 sacks, but he avoided pressure, you know, a number of times and, you know, made plays after extending him through some RPOs with people just barreling down right at him. I mean, there are a couple times I think we had our helmet in his chest, and he's still throwing the ball and completing it. You know, and then he can, you know, he runs it on the designed runs or the power read. And, you know, he's really quick and elusive, and he's got a quick release, which that's what makes a guy, you know, good when he extends plays, is the ability to avoid the pressure but then get rid of it quickly. And, you know, he can do that. And, you know, he's been a great player for them, and he was a great player on Saturday.
One of the bright spots, certainly for your defense, the play of Cole Coleman comes up with 12 tackles, which I believe is a career high for him. Just speak a little bit on his performance.
Yeah, he's a true freshman and plays our boundary safety. You know, Cole plays real fast. He's pretty physical guy. He's not real big, but, you know, he likes contact. He had a lot of tackles, could have had a few more probably. You know, but he's got a bright future. I thought we got, you know, good games out of Messer and Zach Monson and, you know, Willoughby. We did have 6 sacks. We had 8 guys get in on the sack parade. And, you know, who knows how many we could have had. But the quarterback, you know, was so elusive. So, you know, there was a time there where the quarterback was under heavy duress in the second half. And, Riggs had a couple interceptions and had the one called back because of the roughing, you know, and, I mean, we made plays. We created turnovers. Now, we had a couple of them called back that were game-changing plays. So, you know, I felt like we played fairly well on defense till the very end. I mean, you know, they had the lead and really were just trying to milk the clock, but they marched it right down the field and scored on us, and then we busted kickoff, and they scored again at the end. So, you know, we've been playing fairly consistent, and we're going to need to play well this week.
Everybody talks about Maine's defense, which you've touched on earlier with Larry. Offensively, they've sort of had a breakout since Chris Ferguson's been back with a variety of wide receivers. What are the challenges for your defense?
Well, I think, you know, they formationally they present a number of different looks, different stacks and motions and personnel groupings. And then, you know, the wideouts make plays, you know. They make plays down the field. They make plays in space. They catch the ball extremely well. Quarterback delivers it on time, you know, puts it on them. The tight ends are good players, too. And yet, you know, the running, you can't discount the running game. I mean, the back had 125 yards against 1,000. So they're very multiple in what they're doing, and the quarterback really understands what it is they're trying to get done.
All right, Kurt, thanks for the time this morning. Safe travels to Maine, and hopefully we're talking pre-playoffs next Monday morning.
All right, Rob. Take care, buddy.
All right, take care.